This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You heard the man. Let's football Friday it up. 713-572-4610, the number of the text. And call. You know what? Let's do it. It's a football Friday. We're headed into a wild card weekend. For the first time in Texas history, you have an opportunity to get a win on the road in the playoffs. For the first time in the C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans era, you are a favorite in the wild card game. It's one of those things that we were talking about yesterday, I think off air, that just feels weird. So I just kind of want to do a vibe check. How are we feeling headed into wild card weekend?
It's the first time they've been a wild card team.
That's a great point as well.
First time they started off on the road.
Yeah. You know what? I love this. A vibe check.
It's how we feeling?
Football Friday, because there's, as the boys were talking about, Payne and Pendergast, you know, there's a lot of people in the Pittsburgh area, a lot of people nationally are like, you know, Pittsburgh might.
It's been really weird to me.
And with good reason. You know, they have the good rush-ins. They got Tomlin. You know, it's Pittsburgh. It's Monday night. It's all that stuff. So are you concerned? Are you confident? Are you nervous? 713-572-4610. Let's open up those phone lines, man. In the meantime, you know, and we're going to have B. Scott joining us.
As always.
As always on a Friday. He was in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So he's going to give us a good vibe check on where they stand. But what about you and Figgy? What about you?
I'm feeling good about this game. Speaking of the open locker room and B. Scott, our guy in the room, hearing from Kamari Lassiter was cool.
Yeah.
You know what? Not doing my job well enough. I'll raise my hand. I should have gotten some of the audio clips of this as opposed to like the full. You want to run it?
He's got.
It's pretty long here.
No, the first part is the best part.
Okay,
so I'll tell you when to stop. But he was asked about ramping up.
Yes,
For the playoffs.
Wait, hold on. Let me get it.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, he was asked about ramping up for the. So the vibe was definitely different in the locker room, even though. It's all about, hey, you know, we're just want to win one game and all that stuff. I thought Lassiter.
You've been on that. You're like, you've been getting on D'Amico for saying, keeping his feet or being cognizant of where his feet are, not thinking ahead.
I understand it. I accept it. But it's human nature. If in case he's
what
worried,
is this, AA?
In case he's worried, I accept
you're
it.
Just accepting the things that you cannot change. Is that what's happening right D'Amico. Now?
I can accept that. I understand it. I accept it. But human nature, it's impossible not to think, hey, We're 9 in a row. We're in the playoffs. You know, what if we you know, make a little run here? So that's why where I am with that. But this is what Lassiter said.
Last Sunday. Oh yeah, for sure. Yes, sir.
We talked a lot about your intensity. Does it go up even more when the playoffs, or is it just kind of same thing each week?
I feel like you try and be even keel every week, but naturally, like as a competitor, as a ball player, like I feel like my mental just goes to a different level because I just know there's more at stake. Like, you know, we lose this game, everyone's going home. So you just kind of put more on the line, but automatically, like we're always in that mode.
Does it get it? You've been in a couple national championship games. Does it get more difficult to maintain the emotions as it goes on, as you've had a taste of it, or does it become easier?
I feel like that comes with maturity. You know, when you first get, like whenever I first got in the league, I was very emotional all the time. You know, after every play, good or bad, you know, just because I wanted to just. But now I'm getting to the point where it's just like next play mentality all the time, good, bad. So I feel like I've been learning to control my emotions more while still having.
Does it feel like this is like your style of game, like just the Steelers, really tough run game? They like to extend it with the short passing game. You know, it's cold playoffs. Does it just kind of feel like your style of game?
I feel like every game is my style of game, but this game for sure, like, you know, it's going to be a physical brand of football on both sides. Smash my football. I mean, they're coached very well. We're coached very well. It's going to be dog on dog. Who wants to eat more?
All right, that's probably good.
But level.
But at the beginning, he kind of said, yeah. There's more to it. You don't win, you're going home. You know, so they get it.
But
they understand it.
And that's the thing. They're very businesslike about this. There's a level of expectation in here, and it's not the expectation that's giddy. It is a very workman, a very level expectation of themselves and of what they're here to do. In fact, you didn't hear it there, but later on Kamari was talking about the idea that he ain't need rest, but it was kind of forced upon him. He understands that sometimes it's about protecting you from yourself, but he's like, no, I don't need it. That knowing that he's going to be there, knowing that he's going to bring that same intensity, and knowing that that's just a microcosm of what that team is, dude, I am so excited for this game, and not just excited in the watching of it. That's going to be fun from this side of it.
And vibe check, even the text board, I know we're getting some callers in, 713-572-4610. All the emotions in three consecutive texts here. I'm a level of nervous that is not good for my health, LOL. We cannot let this run go to waste. Very fair and correct. Next one. My vibe is in the middle, just in case of disappointment. And then, it's not the next one, but down the road is feeling confident AF.
Well, I mean, you forgot the other one that just said, I believe. Which, you remember the day in which, the Buffalo game, rather, where I was like, do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like there was a moment where, okay, for everybody, there had to be a moment where there was a turn and I see the vision here.
Yeah.
And this is, I think that's what the expectation I'm talking about is that they've held steady to that vision. Mm-hmm. And they believe in it. They really and truly believe in it.
Yeah.
There is every level. Can you blame anybody that's on a different level besides the just confident AF?
Yeah,
right?
I can't blame
them. The disappointment feels like that's a historical case, right? I have rocked with these Texans and I've been in these places to where I started to believe and it bit me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I understand that being the case. I don't know that I'm there. Let's see how Ray feels. Let's go to the phone lines. Ray, what's the vibe? What's your vibe going into this wild card weekend?
Man, my brother's a Pittsburgh fan, of course, and I'm a Texan fan. I was already feeling a little unsettled until I heard that J.J. Watt thing a little while ago. Now I'm really feeling bad. I'm feeling like we have that members only jacket, like when we went to New England.
So members only.
Well, whatever it was that they purchased some jacket or whatever and went to New England and fell on their face. So I know that was a different team, different coach and everything. The only thing I have problem with the Texans is this. They recognize what their problems are, but they won't address them. They recognize that they have problems in the red zone, but they won't address it. They recognize that they don't have a great running game. They won't address it. They recognize that we get beat on big plays, but they won't address it. They just they paste over it and they just say, "Well, we'll do better." That doesn't fix anything.
That's
so
not a bad point.
I want somebody to recognize it and then at least attempt to fix it. I don't care about losing. Losing is not a problem for me, but I want them to at least give it their all, which means you do over and above on the problems, not the things that you do good. Our quarterback is great, But the problem is he's soft.
Appreciate you, Ray. So the vibe there is a little more tenuous.
Yeah.
I will say, because you said that's a good point. Ray making the point there that he feels like the Texans recognize their weaknesses and they won't address them. And I'd like to counter that assertion. I think they recognize their problems. They're just addressing them differently than I think a large majority of people would like them to address them.
Differently and with mixed results.
What are the things that he made mention of there, right? The deep plays, I think that is, I can look at that and say, how do you paper over everything? Right. I think that there's an acknowledgement in a salary cap sport that you are not going to get everything in one package. You're going to have some give and take, and everybody has weaknesses to some degree. If you're looking at the Texans and that being their weakness, the opportunity and maybe deep shots happening here and there, I think that I feel confident about their ability to mitigate that because they have the pass rush. They have the ability to stop the run. They have oftentimes the circumstances where if you're going to take a shot, it's not like you're taking shots constantly.
Yeah.
You get a couple of them. You get a couple of free shot vouchers, and if they work, good for you. But oftentimes it's locked down outside of that.
Yeah.
I think that that is the nature of the game. I think the running game thing, they have tried to address it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Joe Mixon makes this a little dicey. What did they know? When did they know? That's something that we're not going to be able to litigate in this point in time.
Yeah.
But they brought in a young talent who is ending up being the bell carrier for you in those ways. The offensive line, it's gotten better. They got in big bodies. They threw a whole bunch at it. Did they do it in the way that I wanted? Absolutely not. But can you say that they did not answer it, at least in part? I don't think you can say that. You've got to give them a little bit of credit with it, and it seems to work out just enough for the way that they want it. And what was the final one in that moment? Oh, yes, when it comes to the red zone, that's the big question.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And they are trying to iterate as recently as, and I know people have fought me on this, I think that Tommy Togiai at fullback represented another attempt at trying to find a creative answer to that. You can you can give them some level of credit for the attempt in that way. And so, again, I think that they're trying different ways to answer it than maybe we would like at times.
I asked about the vibe check and didn't give my own. Mine, I kind of shared it with you and Sean before the show. It's, I guess technically it's maybe not giving enough credit or worried that I'm not giving enough credit to the Steelers because I'm confident in the Texans, but I'll compare it to when the Aggies played Miami, which we'll get to that game here in just a little bit. I'd watch Miami plenty, you know, from the Notre Dame game to other games. I knew they were good. I respected them. I really liked Tony. I really liked Bane. But I was kind of like, yeah, they're good. But I think the Aggies, you know, they'll handle up on Miami. Well, they didn't. That's kind of how I'm feeling. Like, I know Pittsburgh's strengths. I know what Aaron Rodgers has been. I know what their rush ends are. And I'm just worried that maybe I'm like in that same vein where the Texans are going to win. But I'm kind of like,
I think I go the other way. I think we've given them a lot of respect, maybe too much respect in some of the ways. Let's go to the phone. Chad, I want a vibe check, brother. How are you feeling going into this wild card game?
I feel relaxed and calm about it.
All right.
No stress. I think that, well, see, me and my wife went to probably 3 or 4 of the open practices. And I told my wife, I've been watching Houston football since 1990. And I said, something just feels different this year. It really feels different. You know, I haven't never felt like this, whether it was the Oilers or the Texans. And I think they got a good chance just to go as far as they want to go.
Appreciate you.
That's different.
That is different.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a lot more in line there with this. I think also because this has been a year of adversity for this team. And they've stepped up and they've answered the call. I think that that's also a level of a different thing, right? There's something to be said for seeing some, like, let's say a vehicle or let's say a bridge that you need to walk across. If you've seen a number of people of various different size and weights and compositions walking onto that bridge and you've seen it be tested, I have a lot more confidence walking out onto it. And that's kind of the way that I'm looking at this Texans team.
Yeah.
And It's been a challenge for me because there's been instances where I've looked at the construction of this Texas team and been like, damn, this looks kind of rickety, don't it?
Yeah.
But it's held weight. It's been weight bearing. And I go into this game and this ain't the heaviest dude walking across this bridge of the metaphor that I'm so much torturing in this moment.
All
right. Yeah, I have a lot more calm and confidence walking into this
weekend. Let's see. One more vibe check here and keep them coming in. Axe, what's your vibe right now?
Man, my vibe is like a little kid on Christmas, man. I've been a diehard fan forever. You know, this isn't the same team. We're going into playoffs on a hot streak for the first time ever. We were always rumbling, stumbling in the playoffs, hiccups in games we shouldn't have lost, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, man, we're actually on a big winning streak, and the Steelers are in because of a missed field goal. I don't get how people aren't stoked and vibed and ecstatic, man. I'm ready for this game, and I think H is up and melt some steel, baby.
All right. I like that.
Melt some steel.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. Very
that
good.
Need to be the logo or something. Or some type of saying.
Melt some steel. There's something there. Yes. We just need to mine it a little bit, get it together. But I think there's something there. Yeah, the vibe is interestingly all over the place. Can I say one more thing when it comes to the vibe check? Because yeah, I've done a little bit of just a small bit of testing the waters with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised how much confidence they have over there, at least in a section of their fan base. There's people doing the you know, teams from down south coming up and playing in the 40-degree weather, and I feel like they don't understand who these Texans are.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do agree with that part. Well, over the course of the whole show, we can check in, text them in, the vibe as we get into the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Vibe Check Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I want to do a little college football talk, if you don't mind. We're in the midst of the semis. We got the first semi in the college football playoff, and boy, was it a doozy. I want to talk about it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
They sure are off the slide, ain't they?
Schneid.
Ain't no slide happening here in Houston. Schneid. Nine in a row, baby.
Schneid, Schneid.
It was a slide. Ain't no slide. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is a microcosm of the dynamic here. That's John Lopez saying Schneid. I'm the one annoying him by saying slide. And then Figgy Fig instigating over there on the board. But having a good time
in
with you.
Bite me hoodie. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Bite me hoodie. Look at that.
This bad boy comfortable too,
oh,
man.
Good, good.
You about to see it.
I'm about to get like 20 of these, man.
This is where my contrarian will come in. Now that everybody's trying to put on these fishing shirts, I'm going to push back against this and
go the other way.
You can't make me do it. I refuse to be one of you sheeple out here. You're in the loop on a football Friday here in the great city of Houston. Yeah, a lot of people very annoyed by the assertion that it seems like Steelers fans are making that the cold is going to do something to these Texans. I see the text line really going up and up. apparently, Andrew Filippone, who was on with the morning show with Payne and Pendergast earlier, I believe it was 8 o'clock if you want to go back and listen to it at any point.
That's an interesting fella, too.
That is.
He made a couple bets. Didn't he make a piercing bet?
Did
he get a nipple piercing or something?
Yes, he did.
That's just good radio. That's just good radio, man.
He had like five different bets like that.
I mean,
and lost them
all. Lopez bet that if the Texans won the Super Bowl, he'd get his tattoo. So, you know.
Except I didn't.
that's not how I recall. And I have a lot of character witnesses on the text line saying that you absolutely did. But Filippone made a mention of something that I've seen from other Steelers folks, or at least people in Pittsburgh, that there's a prevailing thought that going back, wild card teams that have played most of their games in a dome have not won a game under 40 degrees, which first and foremost, doesn't that sound
that's
like one of those stats where people hit all the different filters to finally find the answer they want?
That's an ESPN stat.
Yes, it is.
But on top of that, that just feels like it does not speak to this particular Texans team. Like, while that may be true, and I understand where that's coming from, this team is built in a way that for the cold in a way that other teams in Houston not been.
They went to Kansas City and made them look bad.
And that's the one. That's the one that you could point to. But there's just not really been very many
and
opportunities for them.
It's not even going to be that bad. It's going to be low 30s, light winds.
I think this team is built for it, right?
Yeah,
the way that their defense operates is not one that needs
windy and snowy or ice. Then we can talk about it.
And it's not like this this offense is spread them out and just requires all of that too. I mean, they like running a football. I don't know how much more inefficient you can make the offensive run game even.
Yeah.
And see, I feel like Pittsburgh, if I was a Pittsburgh fan, which is nasty, but if I was a fan, I will feel more confident because I don't really trust the Texans offense.
Yeah.
And if we could keep the game close, then you got Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's their plan.
Yeah, I would understand if they was coming from that point, but don't give me the cold.
No.
Y'all can't play in the cold.
Like, even as much as we all, we're not cold weather people.
Oh, I lived a year in Kansas. I was all right.
If we had to go do something outdoors in the low 30s with light winds, we'd do it.
I mean, CJ Stroud played in the cold before.
Yes.
I mean, I know he's a Cali boy, but he played in the cold.
Haven't you heard people saying he's soft? That's what they're saying. Yeah. I find that notion to be so annoying. Yeah. I've gotten very tired of it. I try not to bring it up. I try and walk past
it. It's because he cried when Tank Dell got hurt.
No, that left
a
mark.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
if that didn't happen, I don't know if people would be saying he's soft.
Yeah. It says a lot, I think, though, about how we perceive things and what we are privy to. Because I'm sure there's been dudes who get injured and that emotion is there, but it just is not given to us. And maybe that's ultimately what people are thinking about.
Yeah.
But I vividly remember being in that practice bubble when Brevin Jordan had his injury in in training camp. And I saw the emotion that happened, not just from CJ, from other dudes on that team. And there's dudes on that team that you would not even come close to calling soft.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They soft.
That have had those moments. Mm. And so, it's annoying. I didn't give this much time, and we'll circle back around to it. But boy, what a game last night.
My goodness, that was fun. That was the perfect sports fan. You talked about how sports fans were stupid and we're,
Wait, when did I say, hey, wait, hold on, because there's a lot of people listening to me that are sports fans. Let's be clear here.
We're like cutters. We just do this pain.
Oh, yeah. But
we sign up for this pain.
If we were just operating logically,
if
you were being a sports fan is not the logical thing to do, except we're all here because it's a narcotic that we enjoy.
But when you don't have a dog in the fight and you get a game like last night, dang, that was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was four lead change, maybe was it five lead changes in the fourth quarter? Something like that. Incredible plays, hard hitting. And I know this is a cliche, but gritty performance by Ole Miss in the first half when they were getting run up and down the field.
Four fourth quarter lead changes.
But hanging in there, four fourth quarter lead changes. And here's my takeaway, and I know you don't agree with it, but just let me lay it out.
All right. All right, go for it.
The NIL and the transfer portal is an absolute mess. We all know that. People talk about the Wild West. Hell, it makes the Wild West look like a book club.
I thought it was going pretty good.
Well, I'm going to get to that because there is a good side. It's chaos, the NIL and the transfer portal. But without them, we wouldn't have gotten last night. Flat out, we would not have gotten last night. Would Carson Beck have been on the field? Would Trinidad Chambliss have been on the field? Would Malachi Toney, the 17-year-old, would he have decided to come out early and reclassify as a freshman? Because he's supposed to be in high school right now still.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times.
Had he not been offered $750,000 to reclassify, we would not have gotten last night without these things happening. And the other thing about it, yes, you can talk about how it's ruining college football, and there are certainly arguments to be made about how it's ruining some things about college football. But on the field, these are the teams that have been in the last few title games. Michigan, Washington, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Indiana, Oregon, Miami. You know what's weird about that? No SEC teams.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That's actually, that's been a sub conversation about this.
But I think that's part of this too. Because the SEC was, hey, if you got a car dealership, give half your money to our players. You know, they did it under the table. The SEC was notorious about that.
Oh, yeah. And I would always push people to what was one of my favorite pieces. Yeah. I think I've told you about it. Yeah. Stephen Gottfried's Meet the Bagmen that I think he did for SB Nation a decade plus ago. Yeah, the SEC has been making sure that these dudes have gotten money.
And now everybody gets money. So my point is, it's an absolute mess. It's chaotic. It's all that. But on the field for college football, it's good. It's really good.
I think that you get these types of games without that. I hear your point. And I'm not trying
Carson Beck was in CJ Stroud's recruiting class.
Yeah.
I think you get more of a chance from teams like Ole Miss I'm not calling them like a little underdog.
That's another great example.
But
more teams have a chance, especially if they participate.
Yeah.
In the NIL stuff.
Oh yeah. It mitigates some of the other factors that historically have determined whether or not you can compete at this level, especially in a sustained way without cheating, right? It used to be that geography mattered so much more to what's happening. I think it still matters in a small degree, but we're changing that. Mm-hmm. Now the geography matters in so much
Texas
as
Tech.
What do you have in your area that allows other people to filter the number one thing in America, money.
Indiana.
Your program.
It's not just Alabama and Georgia.
Yes.
And, you know, you got Indiana now.
No, I am with you on the whole. It's
But it's always, but,
so, but it, on the field, it's been
just
good.
On the field. But institutional support has always mattered, and coaching has always mattered. Yeah. I think with Indiana, you can look at the talent, and now a lot of that talent transfers with Cignetti, which I think that is a point that is there to be made and cannot
with
be.
Cignetti and a lot of money. with Cignetti and a lot of money.
I mean,
shout out to Mark Cuban.
Those guys go to Indiana because they came from JMU because they wanted
to
play.
But that's not his whole team.
Trying to say that.
I mean, Mendoza came from Cal.
Sure. Yeah. No, but I mean that coaching aspect matters in it, and that institutional investment has always mattered.
Mendoza have won the Heisman 5 years ago?
That's such a. There's so many more factors to consider
on the field.
I wouldn't bet on it.
It's been good, man. It's been good.
Oh, well, I mean, making sure that the players are paid and invested in, I thought that's absolutely been a good thing for college football. I think we might be overstating the impact on this game in particular.
Game is the perfect example. There wouldn't have been a Carson Beck. There wouldn't have been a Trinidad Chambliss.
Trinidad Chambliss, you absolutely could have happened.
You could argue, but I don't know if there would have been.
I mean, because
Malachi Toney might have been at a prom.
That one maybe.
They offered him $750,000. Hey, can you reclassify for that? Sure. Sure, I'll do it.
But you did mention something that has been happening that I feel like we have not taken enough stock at, which is, hey, SEC.
Yeah.
It just means more? They have been awful this bowl season.
I'll tell you what, I think it does mean more, as we illustrated with the old car dealership guys. I mean, they've always been good. They always will be good. I think the SEC is kind of suffering from all this. I think it all ties together.
We'll talk more about this game itself because we did not give enough due to a Miami Hurricanes team that it came down to Selection Sunday, where we did not believe them being the team that would make it in, to them ultimately going and winning a couple of games the hard way and getting themselves into a national championship game that, mind you, is going to be played in their own backyards in South Florida. What a run that they have had. And shout out to, again, Carson Beck, Malachi Toney, Bain.
Who's that receiver? Keelan, the guy that had 100-yard receiving for Miami. He was pretty dang incredible. They put on
Marion, Keelan Marion.
Keelan Marion, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good game that, honestly, Ole Miss has got to be feeling tough because they were this close to winning that game, and they had every right to be. If that switches up and maybe that last second, Hail Mary is brought down, they would have every right as well to claim their right in or claim their place in the championship game. But it's Miami. We'll talk more about that a little bit later, especially when we get ourselves ready for the other half, the other semifinal that's leading to the college football game. When we get to college football Friday, get you your headline, or maybe not your headline, but just talk about it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What's a project that you probably will never get to? 713-572-4610. We do it next. Hey, Mr. Big Voice Man, what's happening with you?
He forgot to cue up the music or something. I don't know.
My man said Boomer Jackson Katie. All right, we're good. We're at the West Point Lincoln Studios here in Houston. But it is in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and it is a Football Friday playoffs edition. Excited, in fact, in the upcoming segment, Beast Guy going to come in, and we're gonna dive into the fullness of this wild card weekend, because we've obviously focused very heavily on Texans Steelers. There's five other football games.
Four good ones.
I mean, you ain't lying. What you want me to do? It's true. But we'll talk about that here next. Coming up right now, though, question of the day. What's a project that you probably will never get to?
One of these days, man. One of these days, I'm going to fill in the blank.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Let us know yours. There's a couple in the world of sports that are kind of concerning.
The Olympic hockey one, it's extremely concerning, but also, if you've ever been to Europe, Italy in particular, you probably get it. They just go at their own pace, man. It's like dinner at 10, and yeah, we'll get to that, and you get a contract. I had a buddy that, this is going to sound bad, but I had a buddy that built a house in Italy.
What's bad about building a house in Italy?
All my friends build houses.
Summer no, homes we knew you were wealthy. That's we already knew that.
No.
Big money, John Lopez.
No. It's just somebody I knew that built a house, summer home in Italy.
I have a friend who built a house in Italy.
3 years.
No, you have to say he summers in Italy. You know.
Yeah, 3 years
to build it.
Yeah. So the Olympic.
How many rooms did it have?
It was just a little.
He built a mansion.
Okay, this is going to make it worse. It was just a little villa.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Somebody down the street built a house in 3 days.
Exactly.
It was an open field. A couple days later, I'm like, damn, it's a house right
Where'd
there?
The house come from? So anyway, the hockey venue, they've had 6.5 years to get it done for the Olympics.
Actually, I don't think you went far back enough.
Further than 6.5?
No, I don't think you went far back enough in explaining. Hey, guys, the Winter Olympics is this year. I don't know how many people know that.
It's next month.
Yes, I think you reminded me of this a month ago, and I was like, oh, word? Did not know that. My bad.
I was about to say, y'all the only two who probably knew this.
But 6.5 years to build the hockey venue. It ain't going to be done in time. They don't even have locker rooms. They don't have.
Who needs locker rooms?
They don't have seats in the stands in some areas. They do have some.
Hey, just go out there and play. That's all you need.
That's kind of what's going to happen. And then on top of that, last night,
just vibes.
I was laughing at this story so much because we can all relate. Hey, can you fix the thermostat? Well, anyway, at the United Center, the Bulls were going to play, and it was unseasonably warm with some rain. And apparently there are ways to make sure that there's no condensation on the court. They manipulate entryways and thermostats and all this other stuff so you can play basketball games, because everybody had – well, not everybody, but a lot of – like Boston has an ice rink underneath their basketball.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago does. New York does. So it happens.
Right.
So they didn't fix the thermostat.
And it's important so that there's not condensation on the court, because, you know, that's how you end up with turned and broken ankles and stuff.
Yeah.
And so what was that? Was that Heat Bulls in that? Yeah, it was Heat Bulls. Mm-hmm. I actually had one of my TVs on NBA TV expecting this game to happen. I was like, why am I seeing all sorts of filler?
Squeegees.
Nope. They just didn't handle it. Apparently someone did not undertake the project and making sure that everything got fixed. What's the project? What's the project that you probably never get
I'm
to?
The wheels are starting to turn. The wheels are starting to turn on that project that I've kept putting off. Did I mention I put it off for 40 years?
Yeah, that's rough.
I put off. So when we got married, and we've been married 40 years, my dad gave my wife and I a dresser with a mirror very emotional, sentimental, family heirloom, that kind of thing. That it was my dad's dad, my grandfather, bought it for my grandmother when they got married. So it was built in like 1918, I believe. It was handmade, mahogany. It's beautiful, but it's all decrepit and old and all that stuff now. And I said, I'm gonna sand that thing. I'm gonna condition it. I'm gonna stain it. I'm gonna shellac it. I'm gonna get to that project. Put it in storage 40 years ago. Moved it several times from storage to storage 40 years ago for over 40 years. Got it out of storage last weekend.
And you're going to make it happen this weekend.
I sanded for 9 hours. I showed you some pictures.
Yeah. Good for you, because 40 years, God knows I'm quitting. I'm thinking about quitting this. And this isn't even like really a project.
Yeah.
The one for me. And I think we've all been there to some degree, because we've all moved at some point in our lifetime. And if you're in the very small minority, count yourself blessed, because moving is a mess.
Yeah.
I, in my current apartment, I've actually done it up pretty nice. Got some, you know, got some plants here and there. Got my bookshelves up and everything. But there's one thing I've been telling myself I want to do, and it's been 16 months at this point. There is a wall in my living room that is just bare, and I need to get some art and put it up on that wall.
Something's gonna hit you though. You're gonna be out somewhere doing something, and you're gonna go, "That's it."
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
That wouldn't require me to be out somewhere. But it's just, every time I walk back in that apartment, I see that big ass blank wall, and I'm like, I need to actually get some. And there's been various times that I've felt the motivation. You know, you feel the urge, like, no, I'm going to do it. And I start getting online and looking, and I'm like, do I want to spend that money? Or does that look right? And then eventually it falls by the wayside, and I don't do it.
Figgy, what's a project you're never going to get to?
Yeah. So if you've been to my house, I have a porch, you know, on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saying, man, I need to get some patio furniture, the chair, so I can sit out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it since the day we got the house.
Aren't you going on 2.5 years?
Yeah, about to be 2 years this year.
Oh, 2 years, okay.
And I'm just like, man, every time I'm like, man, I want to sit on the porch. You know what? Let me look on Facebook Marketplace at least and see if I find some cheap chairs. But I save everything, never get to it. And every single time. And then it's another one that I've been doing this for years, probably not 40 years because I ain't 40 years old, but it's been some time. I keep wanting to put out an album, like a rap album.
Oh, just
officially release one, because I haven't officially released a project.
You got some stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm feeling kind of iffy about it, so I was thinking about recording some new stuff. Got the studio set up. I can record anytime.
Come on, Biggie.
Yeah. And I keep saying, you know what? I'm going to put out something, just a little EP or something to put on streaming services, because it wasn't really streaming services back then.
Yeah.
And so I keep saying it, and I'm like, yeah, I get to it. Sometimes people hit me up like, hey, you still working? I'm like, yeah, I ain't write nothing in like a year.
Wow.
So I keep saying that, and yeah, I'm going to get to it one day.
This one might be the leader in the clubhouse. Moved to my current residence 23 years ago. Still have about 5 unpacked boxes.
That's how it goes. That's how it works.
23 years?
There's always just at least one box that just remains unpacked somewhere, no matter where you move. And then it's time to move again, and you're like, oh, yeah, this one.
Yeah.
And you just go ahead and put that tape on it again and move it to the next place. That's how I think that's legal. I think that's a part. I think the founding fathers wrote it into the Constitution. That's how you move in these United States of America. All right, I see you, Texter, as a solution for my empty wall, I guess, problem, question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Paint a Texans logo on that wall. I'll do it when John Lopez gets his Texans tattoo.
Get a fat head.
Get a fat head? So you really want this to look like a college bachelor pad. I'm trying to be an adult here.
A lot of people could probably relate to this one, Figgy. Finish setting up my gaming stream.
Yeah,
a lot of people just kind of piece it together.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sometimes you be in the mode where you buy some stuff, and then you ready to set it up, but then you just stop and then never get back to it. Yeah, I've been there, done that too.
You know what's very, very recently a project that I'll probably never get to finish, in part because I don't know if it's finishable.
Mm-hmm.
I told you a couple days ago that I was going to start a project to figure out what the thing was, or try and find out what the thing was behind the Monday night at home thing for the Steelers, particularly in the Tomlin era. I don't really... It's a lot.
Well, now it's almost too late.
It's a lot.
You got Monday.
It's a lot involved. And when we talked to Nick Faribault yesterday, he basically rattled off the top of his head the things that were my early leads, which is they just haven't played very many good teams.
Yeah.
They've been good team most often in those times. And so I was like, do I really need to keep going on this? Because I spent 2 hours doing the preliminary work on this, and I was like, I was exhausted and I hadn't found anything yet. So I'm like, how much? It feels like one of those, is this worth continuing to put the time in?
What's too late?
What's the return on investment digging in for another 2 hours to find out that, oh yeah, they just play bad teams, you know?
Keep them coming in. Been married 21 years, says the 281. Still have unopened wedding gifts.
Oh, go ahead and get that toaster out, man. Come on now.
It's out of circulation. You can't get any parts for it.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get back to the Football Friday playoff edition feel of the program as we welcome in B. Scott to go around the NFL and look at the key matchups in this wild card weekend in the National Football League. We do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.